the so-called Great Commission. In his book, Bible Questions Answered, on pages 100 to 112, William Pettingill astutely informs us that Mark's Gospel, like Matthew's and Luke's, is primarily a kingdom book, and I am satisfied that none of them contains the church, which is his body's marching orders, not even the so-called Great Commission of Matthew 28, 18 through 20. This we would call the Kingdom Commission. Of course, we are well aware that it is often spoken of as the Great Commission of the Church, but we are convinced that this is an error. It would be a strange thing to find the Church's commission in the Kingdom Gospel. I have long been convinced and have taught that the Great Commission of Matthew 28, 19 through 20, is primarily applicable to the Kingdom rather than to the Church.